This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush has had remarkably little turnover in his cabinet during his first term. At a news conference yesterday, he praised those who had served for 4 years.
I put together a really good cabinet. I'm very proud of the people that have served this government.
The question now is how much turnover there might be in a second term. Alexis Simmendinger is a White House correspondent for the National Journal. She says the president is not likely to pick his cabinet as a way to change policy.
The president believes he has a mandate from more than just his party to continue the work that he talked about during the first 4 years and certainly during the campaign. What presidency scholars and historians will tell you is it's unusual in history to find a president who is reelected to say, well, I campaigned on incumbency, on moving ahead, not on a change agenda. You didn't reelect me to say I've made all these mistakes and I'm going to change.
The president has said in his victory speech and in his first press conference that he wants to reach out to the other side, to that almost half of the population that did not vote for him. Where in his cabinet would that possibly show up, if in the cabinet at all?
The president did reach out, if you can call it that, to a Democrat. That was Norm Mineta, who was his transportation secretary. And the reason I say if you can call it that is because you tend to have presidents picking a member of the opposing party and putting them in a cabinet in which their influence as a partisan from the other side is nil.
It's an easy one.
It is a gesture. It does not make an enormous difference.
Let's move on to some names, starting with a real lightning rod in the president's first term, and that would be Attorney General John Ashcroft. There has been speculation, and it's heated up, that he will step down. Why would he, if he does, and who might be his successor?
Well, very early on in the reporting that we were doing about the Justice Department, the suggestion was always that John Ashcroft was going to leave one way or the other, whether he wanted to of his own volition, maybe because of family reasons or health reasons, or the fact that he might have also been getting the message, and of course the signal was pretty strong, that the administration and the president might be interested in making a change. The answer to the question about who pops up most repeatedly as names for attorney general are somewhat familiar. One of the leading contenders is Larry Thompson. If the president was looking to make history with an African-American first attorney general, someone with experience in the department, and someone who would be well-regarded in the department, Larry Thompson is a name. The other name that comes up a lot is Mark Roscoe, who was governor from Montana. He was on the list in 2000 for the attorney general job before Ashcroft got it. And Mark Roscoe is somebody who has served the president very well as chairman of his campaign. And I might mention one other name that was very interesting to me, and that is Judge Alberto Gonzalez, who's the president's White House counsel.
Another possible leave-taking that's been much talked about, the Secretary of State, Colin Powell.
Colin Powell is an interesting figure because the conventional wisdom has been that the friction in the president's war cabinet between the neoconservatives and the more multilateralist wing of the party that Colin Powell and Richard Armitage, his deputy, represented, signaled that their weary fights and perhaps defeats over the first term would compel Colin Powell to want to leave. Then suddenly, this summer, we saw in the press comments from Secretary Powell and even President Bush that they had a fondness for each other that perhaps might live on into a second term. But I had a former White House official who said with a period at the end of the sentence that Colin Powell was leaving.
Well, let's just turn it around briefly. If Colin Powell remains as Secretary of State, goes against the conventional wisdom, would that mean that he has the full backing of the president and have any implications for policies?
You know, it's a terrific question, and the answer, I think, in our reporting comes down to look at the rest of the war cabinet. If Donald Rumsfeld remains as Secretary of Defense for another year or two of transition, and our reporting suggests that the president is happy to have him stay, what would Colin Powell think to himself would be so different about a second term? He would have to say to himself that he believed that the president had learned something fundamentally important in the first 4 years, and certainly since the Iraq War began, and that he had learned something about his approach to foreign policy that perhaps we haven't detected as yet.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Alexis Simmendinger is the White House correspondent for the National Journal.